Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is called Using the Law of Attraction to Build Your Business. And the Law of Attraction is just like other assessments, but when you look at psychology, you've got Noah St. John that talks about the code of success. And in psychology, you have Eric Byrne that talks about transactional analysis. And when you look at the fact that the things your parents say to you, if they're negative and they constantly tell you you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't live on your own, you can't think for yourself, you can't hold a job, you can't live on your own, you can't make decisions, then eventually when we hear these things enough, we eventually start hearing those takes over and over again that other people have told us until the point that we keep repeating them to ourselves and we create limiting beliefs. And Noah St. John takes it in the Code of Success, and he calls, what he's saying is that these limiting beliefs can be overcome by the way you ask the question. For instance, instead of just saying, I am successful, then say, why am I not successful? What am I doing that's preventing me from reaching the goals I truly want? And the laws of attraction calls it negativity, and how those negative thoughts begin to put us into a mindset of thinking very negatively. And when you are putting these thoughts out into the universe, then these thoughts are preventing you from reaching the goals that you truly want. Because even if you believe in yourself, somewhere along the line there is low self-esteem. And until you take and think more positively and improve your self-esteem, then guess what? You will have a struggle to build the kind of business you truly want. So persistence pays off in many ways. Dominant thoughts take two forms, affirmative thoughts and negative thoughts. People have woken up from the psychological slumber that society has placed upon them, usually panic when they take stock of their current mindset and discover the most, if not all, of their dominant thoughts are negative and not affirmative in nature. There is no need to panic, after all, as we have all have to start somewhere, and there is nothing wrong with acknowledging that some of your dominant thoughts are indeed negative. And here's another thing about the law of attraction. It is not a lightning fast force that punishes people for thinking negatively sometimes. It actually takes a lot of effort to bring serious negativity into one's life. You would have to think of nothing but the most horrible things that could possibly happen before such degrees of negativity is reflected back in its source. There must be a persistent effort to bring negativity into one's life. Thoughts shape one's reality, and negativity is so common in our society that it's fairly easy to attract negative parallels. This is the kind of cycle that we would want to break at the outset. If you are now becoming more aware of a serious negative cycle that is occurring right now in your own life, then by all means, break the cycle. Don't be frazzled by the seeming enormity of the cycle. Trust us, no negative cycle is larger than life. It may seem unfathomable to you, but whatever you are facing right now, believe that it is manageable and conquerable. Let this newfound belief ignite a newfound positivity in your life so you can create anew. Creating a positive cycle requires conscious desire to do so because not everyone is accustomed to the process. Many people are accustomed to thinking negatively. Not everyone is an expert of thinking affirmatively. Why should you choose affirmative thoughts instead of negative thoughts? Apart from the obvious benefit, transmitting the right signals to the universe, thinking affirmatively gives one clear direction and is clearer vision of what one wishes to achieve or what one wishes to acquire in the short term or in the long term. And here's some things to think about when you want to master these dominant thoughts. Should you fret or worry about negative thoughts that may pop up every now and then? Of course not. Remember, you are in charge of yourself and your thoughts. You are more powerful than all of your thoughts combined, and yet your thoughts have the ability to inscribe a new reality for you. As we have discussed before, the law of attraction does not work instantly. There is often a delay between the manifestation of one's desires and wants. This is a good thing because if everything we focus on manifests instantly, it would be a very difficult life indeed. The delay allows us to rethink our desires and needs. It allows us to reassess what we really want in life so we can make the corrections where needed. Also, the time between manifestations of our desires allows us to set the law of attraction into motion through intention and determination. We are responsible for manifesting what we want in our lives. If you are currently manifesting bad things in your life because all you think about are negative thoughts, you may have the chance to alter these trajectories in your life by changing your stream of thought. Remember, affirmative thinking gives birth to more affirmative thoughts while negative thinking gives birth to negative thoughts. Thoughts increase exponentially through time, and if you focus hard enough, whatever you are thinking of will be attracted by virtue of the law of attraction. Do you see how essential your thoughts are for the purpose of using the law of attraction to manifest anything that you want in life, even in your business and your career? If you focus in on it and write out a plan, have a mission of what it is that you truly want in life, because when you have a mission and you specifically know what that mission is, the thing is to know where your strengths lie. Because in a way, if you think about it, we all have different personality types. And these personality types affect how successful we are, because some people are very laid back, some people are very controlling, and others, they're very verbal and outgoing. And if you understand where your strengths lie and you use all of this and you ask other people to help you, then guess what? You can be successful at anything you choose to do, even in your business. Because remember, didn't Hillary Clinton write a book that moment where she talked about how in a colony they all work together to help each other succeed, that no one person can be successful? And I've met people that have started programs, and instead of putting people around them that can help them grow their business or grow their nonprofit, they can get people around them that were their friends that didn't know any more than they did. So, of course, their organization that they wanted to start was going to be a failure. And even if you would make suggestions to them on things they could do to help them change that, because it's like if I want to start something and I want all the glory, then guess what? I'm going to be the only one concentrating on it. But if I know that I have weaknesses in certain areas, and it takes a team effort to make that business grow and succeed, especially a nonprofit, then why would I fight getting those people into that group to help me be successful? Because believe it or not, the law of attraction talks about how to think positively, to bring things to you in a way that it can benefit you, and it doesn't mean you alone. It means a group of people just as much as anything else. So when you manifest, so when you're putting thoughts out in the universe, then why not ask for positively someone who can actually help you in that area where you are weakest? Because if you want something to build and grow, it takes a team effort. Do you see how essential your thoughts are for the purpose of using the law of attraction to manifest anything that you want in life? Your thoughts are central to the process, which is why you should learn how to completely master your mind. Mastering one's mind entails complete awareness of all the thoughts that you create on a daily basis. There is awareness, and there must also be a degree of control. We highly recommend that you try any form of quiet meditation on a daily basis to help clear your mind and master your thoughts. Why try meditation in the first place? Well, people are often plagued by a fog of confusing thoughts on a daily basis. We have so many concerns and issues that often the most important things in life are lost to the sleep of urgent issues and other concerns in life. It is now time to clear your mind of these confusing thoughts, because only then can you begin to create affirmative thoughts to manifest the things that you love in life. Again, it does not matter if you want wealth, health, or better relationships. The law of attraction will attract whatever it is you want in life for you. And remember, as you create a brand new affirmative thoughts, a renewed version of yourself is also emerging from the woodwork. This new verse of you is focused on the things you truly need in life, and is no longer bound tightly by the petty issues of daily living. You will no longer be stressed over what to cook for dinner. You will no longer be plagued by the oddities of your colleagues at work or the annoying behavior of your boss or project manager. You are above these issues because you have a new mission in life, to manifest ideal conditions in life. And, Now, another thing that we can look at is also those things that affect who we are and where we want to go. And remember, you need people around you that believe in you and support you, because if you are an island unto yourself, then guess what happens? Then you have to be the one that props yourself up. And believe me, every one of us, there's going to be times when we're not feeling good and we need someone to lean on. And you have to learn to accept that support system, because if it's not there, then it will be a hardship for you, because then you have to think positively all the time, even when you're not feeling good. So what can you do that's going to change some of those attributes about yourself and help put yourself into a position where you can truly get the things that you truly, truly want in life? So, here's some things to think about. If your answer to resent, let's go back. Every person has deep desires so intense that even after years of frustration, these desires will linger. Do you feel that you have such desires too? If you do, would you jump at the opportunity to actually manifest the desires in the real world? If your answer is a resounding yes, then you only have to perform an important step, ask for it. This may sound strange, especially after our discussion on determination, but this is really the first and perhaps the most important step of all. Let's review all the steps that we have covered so far in this course. Okay. Step one is thought awareness. Thought awareness is being aware of what you are doing and how your thoughts are affecting what you are attracting or asking for in the universe. If you have negative thoughts, then what you're going to do is bring all of those all that negativity into your life. Emotional understanding where you are emotionally, and then fine-tuning the internal guiding mechanism. And that's changing your thought processes, learning to become the person you truly want to be, and also correcting transmitted frequency. Because remember, that negativity, if you don't think positively and you think negatively all the time, then you're bringing negative things into your life. But if you begin to learn how to think more positively and ask for things in a way that you show that you truly understand and you can be really specific on what it is that you truly want, then you will get the things that you truly want in life. Simultaneous transmission of affirmative thoughts and emotions. Creating and using affirmative cues to maintain an affirmative frequency. Aligning with the universe. And remember, why are we saying aligning with the universe? The universe puts out a force. And remember, when you think about religion, what do they talk about? They talk about how Jesus is going to bring it to you. Jesus is going to make it happen. Well, that may be true. God puts things in our path, but until we recognize them, until we actually do the things we need to do to make these things happen, they're not just going to be there. You want money in the bank. You have to put forth the effort. You know, in so many ways, in America, we are a country that still lives by the industrial age. And the industrial age was an era when you traded hours for pay. And you got paid per hour what the government said you were worth. And right now, the government says that an hourly wage is $5.75 an hour. But companies can choose to pay that, or they can choose to pay $10 or $12 or $25 an hour. But if you change your mindset to where you think of the fact that we are now in the information age or a performance-based age, then you can decide how much you want an hour. If you want $50 an hour, you want $100 an hour. But what it means is you are going to have to begin to think of yourself as being worth that amount of money. And also, if you want people to pay you that amount of money, you have to prove that you have the credibility and the celebrity status to be worth that amount of money. Because if you're going to advertise to someone that you truly don't know and they know nothing about your reputation and what you can do, then guess what? You will not make what you are worth. And I belong to a health club, and one of the trainers there, we were talking, and it's like she was saying, in the health club, the company that handles the trainers, they charge a certain amount of money to the people who go and get the training. But she only gets $10 an hour. She has been a bodybuilder and participated in competition before. She goes and works independently. She's going to make $55 to $60 an hour, and maybe even higher than that. Once she gets her clientele established, then she can increase her pay because if someone else wants to come in. But the thing is, people need to know who you are. Don't expect someone to find value in what you have to offer just because you believe you're worth that amount of money when you don't have a book out or you don't haven't done teleseminars or you haven't done webinars or you haven't published any articles where people are seeing you as an expert. And we're talking about the home-based business. And that's where everything has moved, especially since the turn of the century, because more and more companies are looking for ways to cut their expenses. So what they've done is if the individual can work from home, then what they will do is they set up the internet service so that you can link into their mainframe and website to keep in touch with the company. And I met people who live in one city and work for a company in a totally different city just because they have access to the internet. So there are so many things you can do in business, but you have to be willing and have to be understanding that if you say between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock, I'm going to be here doing this, this, and then that's what you have to do. And if you have a family, then you have to set aside a room and you have to close that door and tell them, if the door is closed, I do not want to be disturbed unless it is an emergency. You should not skip any of these steps that we were talking about, because if you are not well prepared, your efforts may not produce the best results. Now, at this point in time, you should become aware there is no single way to access the universe and the law of attraction. Reliable theories on the law of attraction exist, and at some level, many of these theories are presenting more or less the same approach. And what you want to remember is every program you're in, there is a system that is in place. And a few years ago, I attended a presentation that someone gave on internet marketing. And I knew that's what they were talking about when he was doing the presentation through an info commercial. And what they were doing was giving away free tickets for people to come to a three-hour presentation in the morning. And I went to it because I was interested in what the program was about. And just what he was doing was, this guy had gone on the internet and he had found out that what people were doing was applying for credit cards on the internet. And so he went to the credit card company and he asked them, could he represent them and help market their credit cards and be paid a percentage based on the number of approvals for credit cards. And of course they were going to be willing to help, let him help them build their product and market their product and pay him a commission for doing so. And what he did was, and he was using a system which was pay-per-click, keyword advertising, Google AdWords. This is something that is available to everyone. And what he did was he tweaked his sales letter till he found what worked and what didn't work. Then he built up his keywords to 30,000. Well, instead of having other people work with him by offering a free affiliate program that people can sign up for, get a replicating website, what he did was he got someone that he paid to be a spokesperson that went with him when he traveled around. And this guy would do the presentation in the morning, showing you the amount that he made on each check, and then promoting how you can go out and do the same thing. But guess what? They were charging $4,995 to purchase their program. And what they did was they would go into a city, they would go to four different hotels in different parts of the city, have this free presentation, maybe 50 or 100 people would attend, and then he would get one or two people out of there that actually signed up with his program. Well, it was making him a lot of money, but he had no guarantee to the people that they were going to make the same amount of money. But what he did tell them was that in the afternoon, if they purchased this program, when they came back, he would teach them what to do. But just because he was teaching them what to do still did not mean that they were going to be the morning presentation, he would tell the story how his father worked for WorldCom, and WorldCom totally went out of business. And that his father lost everything he had. They were about to lose their home. And he was a pre-med student, and he built up this business and saved his family. Well, guess what? He was using the same system that anyone can use. All you have to do is find out what it is that you are passionate about, and then take that passion and build it into a successful business using the same techniques. And last week I talked about doing solo ads, and I talked about using video. So this is all a system that you can implement. But why I'm attaching this to the law of attraction and the universe is because if you have a positive outlook, if you have self-esteem, then you can work and do the things that you truly want to do. But if you lack self-esteem and you fear success, because somewhere along the line you have had someone telling you you're a failure, then yes, you're failed. But it's up to you to decide what it is that you truly want to do and how you can be successful doing what it is that you truly want. And let me finish up by saying the universe itself becomes a very close friend who is willing to go the distance just so you can get what you want. Like a magical genie, the universe will now conspire with you to make your dreams come true. And like a genie, all you have to do now is to ask for the things that matter to you the most, and it shall be given to you by the universe. To make the universe a more familiar force in your life, think about the various incarnations of kind-hearted and generous beings throughout the ages. Think of the one particular incarnation that is familiar and warm to you. Some people say Santa Claus. Some remember asking for help from their guardian angels. No matter what the name or form, all of these incarnations represent the universe itself in all its power and grandeur. What did you notice about all these incarnations in the universe? There is a common trait among these incarnations. If you wish to benefit from their presence, you must establish a one-on-one relationship first. If you wish to receive something from them, you must first act sincerely. You must show that you deserve what you are asking for. Past actions determine future outcomes. Each and every time. Now that we're clear about some basic principles regarding the universe and its relationship with you, what we need to do is move, and you need to think about is how you can move on to the process of approaching the universe for what you want in life. And remember, all of these things are important to you because they help you get what it is that you truly want in life. And it really is having a positive outlook about yourself and thinking about yourself as someone who is truly going to be successful. And what I want to do is remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And if you are having trouble overcoming your limiting beliefs, then we can work with you on an ongoing basis to help you to change your thought processes so you too can become truly the person you want to be. And I also want to remind you that you can come back next week when our program will be talking about controlling your thoughts with the laws of attraction, because that's kind of where what we've similarly been talking about now is how you can control your thoughts.